The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Widrow II in Alaska. I'm sitting in for John Stepmiller today. He's off doing something good, I'm sure. And I'm going to cover a lot of things today. I'm going to make some amazing statements. And I can back all this up, by the way. I only deal in facts. I do my own research. I don't believe anybody. And I don't even believe myself. I have to cross-check myself. And let me tell you, I've been down a lot of rabbit holes. I can unequivocally tell you there are no constitutional courts in America today except the Supreme Court of the United States. And that's a fact. And I can prove it. All these states are not sovereign anymore. The stuff's all there. It's like the Bible. It's all there. The Bible hasn't gone away. No, it's still there. But are you going to use it? Are we using it? All of these states, and I have them for every one of these 50 states and some territories, every one of them has something called a state plan. And I'll bet you most people never even heard of the thing. And I know damn well you probably don't have a copy of it. Well, guess what? Everything in there is a code of federal regulations. That is something somebody better, we better really start to understand. The code of federal regulations is a compilation of publications in the Federal Register. This is where the agencies live that rule us today. It's the Matrix. You've seen the Matrix? It's the Matrix. It's the fictional world. And it's there, folks. And there are ways to fight these things. When you understand what they are very vulnerable. They are very, very vulnerable. And I can understand, I'm going to make some other statements about stuff that I'm not a great expert in, but I tell you, on the Internal Revenue Service, with the information I have no reason why any person that did a little bit of research with some help would ever deal with the IRS again. Tax court is shut down if you know what to do. Their tax court is so easy to shut down. That's nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. But it's like everything that I've been doing this for, about 25 years. And I tell you, I have chased more than one damn rabbit hole after another. I've been involved with the Montana Freeman. They were really onto something, but they made mistakes. I would even testify in the trial. Did their home page for them. Got a call from the federales to shut down my home page, and I told that gal to go to hell. I got involved with the Gulf War Syndrome. I spent tens of thousands of dollars with Joyce Riley. She helped thousands and thousands of vets. Because she had good stuff. They were knowingly contaminating our blood supply. I witnessed it firsthand. Somebody with Gulf War Syndrome went over to the blood bank here in Alaska. And they said, oh, we don't have a problem taking your blood. This is how... there's no logic to it. And the reason why is because it's a lie. It's from the devil. It's Satan. He's alive and well. He is absolutely alive and well today. Doing really good. They're right out in the open now. They don't even hide it. I'm going to cover, like I say, generally a couple of issues, main issues, and then I'm going to get into the IRS, explaining it, hopefully in plain English. And I know you're ignorant on it. And I'm not being facetious. Because they have done one hell of a job of hiding it. But it's there. The facts are there if you know where to go. But you have to have Westlaw. If I didn't have Westlaw, I would have no chance. Just wasting your time. And I am going to make available, probably for $100, a thumb drive with all the stuff that I'm seeing on the IRS. It's going to take me a little while to get it together. But I'll get into that in a minute. Let's cover a couple of subjects. Twitter. Censoring people. Everybody's on. We got to stop Twitter from censoring the President of the United States. And he can do this. Twitter's doing this. And nobody shuts them down. Why? Why is nobody shutting down Twitter? The Republicans were in power for a while. They could have done it. They didn't. You ever heard of a guy called Dr. Shiva? S-H-I-V-A? That's his first name, actually. He's from India. Did you know that he has a lawsuit going? And I validated this stuff. He has a lawsuit filed in the District of Massachusetts, an Article 1 court, a legislative court, but that's another. Here, the case is 1-20-CV Charlie Victor for civil 11889. By the way, anything that I talk about today, you don't have to be a member of my IRS list. It's $250 postal money order. I used to say send it to Walmart. Well, about a month ago, Walmart has me blocked now. Because I'm pissing off some people. And if that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I lost my business. Took them 3 years. I had the Department of Defense come after me when I helped Joyce Riley. I lost a $2 million business. That was a damn good thing. She helped thousands of vets. It was worth every frickin' penny of it. And I needed to lose the business because that put me on this road to totally debunk the Internal Revenue criminals. And I have got those suckers. And if you understand anything about the farm, about mountain oysters and wiener roast, we're going to have one, both, with the IRS when I get through with these people. Can't be bought, can't be threatened. 3 FBI stings against me. They got me on one, but they may get me on another one, but I am not shutting up. We need to have the pure, unmitigated truth. Dr. Shiva is suing some people. He was running for public office. And Twitter went after him and shut him down. His account, that was the main way he was getting his information out. Well, what he found is absolutely amazing. And I went into the lawsuit to make sure it's valid, to make sure that the judge is trying to help him, it looks like, which is amazing. And he couldn't find an attorney. Now, that's not surprising, because who wants to take on Twitter or these corrupt politicians, and God, they're everywhere. What he found was unbelievable. He has a home page that's available. It's called winbackfreedom.com. winbackfreedom.com. your spaces. And what did he find? On his webpage, you will see there are four books. The Election Influence Operation Playbook Part 1. The Election Influence Operations Playbook Part 2. Both of them are for state and local election officials. They're called Mis- and Disinformation Response Plan. And there's one called the State Local Election Cybersecurity Playbook. And there's another one called the Election Cyber Incident Communications Coordinations Guide. What did he find? Twitter is the puppet that's being controlled. There are all 50 states in the Secretary of States or the elections. There's two organizations, and they have a partnership between, quote, our deep state government, all 50 of these suckers. Suckers is a polite word. And Twitter. So they get together and they say, hey, Twitter, censor this person. And Twitter says, yes, boss. Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah, we'll shut them down. We'll shut down Trump or whoever. Really? Is that why we can't get Twitter shut down? The Republicans, some of them are in on this too. The Democrats are in. The Democratic Party is the party of Satan. And we have a party of the Republicans that are a whole bunch of them are rhinos or supporting Satan. It's evil. But Twitter is taking what the state governments tell them to do at another organization in the government, which I don't know now. I don't remember off the top of my head because I just got noticed to do John's show today. So, but go to, and he's looking for people just commit to $1 just to get in support of him. Go read. And you can't download the books for some reason, but if you email me at IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com, he filed those books in the court case. So they're public documents in PACER. If you have PACER, you can get them, but I'll give them to you. And they're highlighted. Everybody ought to have these four books and go to your state folks and say, hey, what y'all doing here? In partnership with Twitter, censoring free speech. I'll give you the documents out of PACER, the complaint and stuff. Email me at IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. It's time to get off your butts and just start fighting with Fox. This guy is fighting. He came from a caste system in India where it's totally corrupt. So he can see the corruption here. We, being Americans, have become fat, dumb, and lazy, enjoying the freedoms, and somehow we've been silent, and they've taken our government away from us. And that's a fact. These communists, socialists, totalitarians, they're alive and well, and they're in D.C. now. Heaven help us. But it's not done. Trump will be back. I got faith in it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Why? One reason is something else that doesn't get out of the news is what Mike Lindell is doing. The MyPillow guy. He is taking on Smartmatic of Dominion, those machines. He has absolute proof. Like DNA, if they get your DNA that you were at a murder scene, I'm telling you, ball game is over because that is the end of the game. Nobody's got DNA like you where it's all unique. They have the computer packets, P packets, I think they called them, of where all this stuff happened during the election. They know what computer, what country, how many votes were changed, and he went in and did 20 of these, had them super analyzed, had them re-verified. You can't change these packets. It's like DNA. The DNA is DNA. Because you can tell if it was altered. They can't do it. It is absolutely conclusive, irrevocably showing that all of these states, like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Arizona and Nevada and Georgia and all them, Trump won every one of them. And he's filed a court case on it. Have you heard about that? Have you been to frankspeech.com or lindelltv.com and watched his movies? The latest one is 9-0. When the Supreme Court gets this, there's no way they can get out of this, because it's absolutely, it is the highest form of evidence that you could have. There is no way to say it never happened. It did. This is conclusive, irrevocable. It is a done deal. Mike thinks by August, Trump will be back. There's no elections ever been turned over at Cobby's sleeve as high as the president of the United States. But of course, we've never had this type of fraud. And this is worldwide fraud, folks. It's a totalitarian, dictatorial, globalist, with good old Satan behind it, pure evil. We're in trouble. We need Trump. We need a leader. We got to have a champion. Just look what dementia Comrade Biden's done with Comrade Harris. Oh, you couldn't have picked the two of the worst, most evilest people to put in charge of the greatest country in the world. And look what we have and that they're doing now. They're doing everything. Open the borders up. Come on in. And she goes down to Guatemala and they told her to, hey, get your butt out of here. We don't need you. I thought that was a hoot. People aren't as dumbed down there as people think they are. You cannot make up the evil that's going on in this world. We don't own our cars. I've proven that. It took me years to figure that out. It was so damn simple. The car is given away before you ever leave the dealership. You don't even own it. The MSO is taken over to DMV, and you get a certificate of title to use the government's car. We don't own our land. We got these state plans where the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes on all these child custody. They got bonuses for adopting people out, children. They say get them young. They got a court case on that, and I got the documentation on it. It exists, folks. They're selling children. That's right. You just literally cannot believe, just like in Alaska, 1974. The Alaska bar just said, hey, we need a court system. We're gonna create a whole new court system. We're going to give it brand new names. We'll take the third district and make it third judicial district, and they print it right in the front of their dang charter, and everybody will fall in line because they got all the lawyers signing up for it on a Rule 5, Rule 64 oath. You will go over where we are. So now we have in Alaska all those black robe SOBs up there, every one of them is operating strictly under the control of something that was established by the Alaska Bar, under the total control of the Alaska Bar. And I go over here to Palmer, to Big Lake, 65 Republicans, ha ha, we want to do something, and I bring this up, and well, I don't know, maybe we need another law. The representative was there. Wait a minute, hey, you dumb twit. We already got the laws. The statutes are still there. There's just nobody using it. Why would I want any new statute? You're not following it. And if we do not have a court system, that's where we're supposed to go to get our beef settled. If we're in a pissing match with somebody, peacefully, if you don't have a court system, you have no rule of law. And that's what's going on in America right now. There is no rule of law. I don't think anybody could believe there is a rule of law. It's long gone right now. State and federal. I've been to every court on the federal side. Back at him.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The second, the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. These agencies are the enemy. And I know what to use against these suckers. Chris, Virginia, got a question or comment?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, can you hear me? All right, sir. I just wanted to bring up the development of in Houston with the medical, the nurses and doctors there that are suing the Houston Hospital Network because they're...
You got a radio or something going in the background? I'm having trouble understanding you. We lose him? Well, maybe he'll call back. Well, he's got a good subject. Anyway, I can cover this, some of what he's talking about. I was going to make. Anybody that has any sanity and a little bit of research, you would never, ever, under any circumstance, and I mean any circumstance, take any of these COVID-19, what they call vaccinations, mRNA, They are modifying DNA, and that's a fact. They have this protein, spike protein, that's coming off and going everywhere now. There's over 4,000 plus deaths in America, and I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people having problems, but it's worse than that. This thing is like the pale horse in Revelations. We are going to see when they did the test on animals 3, 6, 9 months down the road, or maybe even more. You die. You get all kinds of different diseases. And that's what's going to happen. And these people, I don't believe that these politicians are taking the real thing. I think they're taking a placebo because they know. We are going to have an unbelievable, just like the Gulf War syndrome was. Our government was involved in making that. They didn't give our troops doxycycline like they should have, which Joyce Riley researched out. One country walked away with no problems. France. They religiously gave them doxycycline, which was a very, very cheap drug. They left their stuff in Iraq, closed everything, and went back to France. No cases. France. We didn't do that in Americans. We didn't give them all doxycycline like we were supposed to. Wonder why we did that. Huh? Why? And then we gets back, and the bottom line is, had not a guy that his daughter got this, and he was in that field, went in and found out that this thing that they made gets inside, it's in people, and it comes through a cell wall, depending on where it comes. You get fibromyalgia or God knows what else, different symptoms, which is what's going to happen with this COVID-19 thing. The spike protein, depending on what it affects, your heart or your brain or your kidney or spleen, whatever. Oh, well, we just don't really know what's going on. But you're dying. And you're going to be dead. But he found out what this thing was. But they still didn't want to know. I'm telling you, if you have not, we have hydroxychloroquine with some stuff, which would, it's a cheap drug. They were actually burning down plants to make sure, trying to get a shortage of hydroxychloroquine and some other stuff you added with it. Ivermectin. Oh, we can't use that either. Doxycycline, which was used in the Gulf War syndrome, it's cheap too. We can't use that. Nebulizers, which was a doctor in Texas was using that. And Taiwan and them are using that. Oh, we can't use that. We're just going to shut everything down. And I'll tell you one of the top guy, Peter McCulloch. He is the most highly published in heart and kidneys. And they shut him down. He has an hour and 45 minute dissertation on this whole thing. He actually breaks down and almost cries. This guy is brilliant, and he's got the balls to stand up to him. And he goes into, why are all these doctors so quiet? Oh, well, you see, the problem is the insurance is such a big pain in the neck anymore for individual doctors. They get into clinics. Oh, come on over here. You can make more money, and you don't have to deal with the overhead of all these different ad nauseum 40,000 variations of insurance. So when they do that, they become an employee. They're not independent, so they don't have a voice. That's how they're shutting them down. Same thing with lawyers, just like the lawyer that Mike Lindell got. This law firm fired his lawyer. How dare you go against Dominion with absolute, irrevocable evidence on the election that nobody's talking about? Back in a minute.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here. Darned. Got around and spilt my drink here. I was drinking coffee. That happens. Oh, well. Anyways. Lauren in Ohio, you got a question or a comment?
Comment.
Okay. Hello? Yes,
I was gonna give you an article to look up that tells you everything that you're talking about. And it's from 2001. And the article, just pull it up so you can look at it. Mycoplasma, the linking pathogen in neurosystemic diseases by Professor Donald Scott. And what you'll find in there is AIDS, which they created, and I'm talking about the government created it, and I'm talking about the CIA, the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, everybody.
Okay, so, well, you got my email address. Email it to me, okay?
Okay, but here's the thing, though. The heart problems, that's talked about in here. The mad cow, that's talked about in here. It's not just that they developed it, how to disperse it using insects, how to disperse it just spraying it on the population, the different tests that they've done and where they did them, and then all the diseases that you were mentioning. You know, you said it'll cause fibromyalgia and God knows what else. Well, here's, according to Dr. Shai-Ching Lo, senior researcher at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology and one of America's top mycoplasma researchers, this disease agent causes many illnesses, including AIDS, cancer, chronic fatigue syndrome, Crohn's colitis, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Wagner's disease, and collagen vascular diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and Alzheimer's. So exactly what you're describing with the COVID, the results of this mycoplasma agent, this is the agent, the AIDS portion of this thing that Peter Daszak created with five bugs on it. MERS, SARS, AIDS, Ebola, the sensitine 1 protein spike, and then they basically hijacked your cells to produce those proteins.
Well, send it to me so that I can put it out, or I can give it to RBN so other people can link up to it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so we can read it.
And then let me ask you a question. There was a talk show host a little earlier today, and I didn't have the time to be able to call in, but he was talking about American nationals. He was calling them U.S. nationals versus U.S. citizens, and he didn't think there was any difference at all. And
he's
I was totally
uninformed. All those words mean nothing. You're right down my alley. Words that have meaning.
There you go. Well, here's my plan. Here's the part that this is what I called for. You were on the COVID thing, and I wanted to give you some source material because you're going to like this. You're a sourcey kind of guy. But anyway, so here's the thing. God made the men. The men made a club. The club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. We, the free kings, the king builders, the builder kings, came here and lived with the Constitution as a set of limitations on the government. Not that the government runs us. What they did is flipped it around as of, you know, after the Civil War and make it, we're the slaves of the government. And now they're making us the slaves of the corporations. So it's whatever the corporations say. Well, they're private companies. All this nonsense. So
okay, well,
I'm going to
stop you right there because you were up.
Okay.
Some of that is true. Some of it is not true. We're not slaves of the corporation. We are the slaves of these enemies. Some of them are corporate things. The whole key gets down to who you are, and words have a real definitive meaning.
Amen.
The issue is everybody thinks you are a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States was created there in 1866, 14 Stat 27. It is in the code today in 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982 to have civil rights. That was the first Civil Rights Act. You have civil rights.
And that was the first time they used a little C instead of a capital C when describing citizens.
Use a small C for that, but you're missing the point here yet. Listen, these are facts. When I talk about
this. No, I get the point. They gave you civil rights. I don't have any civil rights. I'm a black woman in America, and I don't have a civil right available to me.
You have the same rights as a white citizen.
No. I have the rights God gave me. I don't have any civil rights. I don't have any less than rights. I'm the king. I have all the rights that God gave me.
Okay, well, you're off of la-la land, because I'm telling you that's not the way our republic
is
set up. And these are things that you have a personal belief in, and this is not the way our republic is set up. It was set up beautifully, the best it could. There are a few things like slavery that was there. But I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be facetious. You don't understand the facts. And I deal in facts, okay? And I can prove what I say.
Right, but the thing is, I can prove what I'm saying, too. Did any man make you? If no man made you, what claim does he have?
Let me ask you a couple questions. Are you a citizen
of
Ohio, yes or no?
Say it again?
Are you a citizen of Ohio, yes or no?
No.
Okay, we're done. You have no idea what's going on. You're totally... You have no idea, ma'am. I'm sorry, because when a citizen of Ohio is supposed to be a sovereign state, and when you have a citizen, you have what? You have natural rights, which are inalienable rights from God. You have civil rights, which means you can go and sue anybody in the world, basically. And you also have political rights, the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise. And from there on, if you don't have that, then we're wasting
I've been listening to you for years. I've been trying to do it that way for years, and it finally dawned on me. Okay? I don't need to win my freedom. I need to wield it.
Okay,
I am what Dad made me to be. I'm getting right now my State Department passport as an Ohio.
Okay, I'm gonna cut you short here because we've got a lot of airtime. We've got a lot of things to cover, and personal beliefs not based on fact. And I'm telling you, what you're saying is not based on fact. So I want to get back to something that's based on fact. I can prove all of it. And if you email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, I have the Mooney's petition. I have a 998-page addendum goes with it. It's all highlighted. I have all the documentations of how they did it, the stuff, and you can read it yourself. It's their confessions, not my opinions, okay? Anyway, thanks for calling. So, fact. It seems like facts. It isn't what I believe, it isn't what you believe. Our status, who we are, is called our birthright. That is who where everything stems from. Our birthright. Esau in the Bible sold his. Look what happened. Property, lineage, all went away. And the Creator was pissed. Why? What's the most important thing we have that depends on our whole life? Depends on what? Birthright. When we are born in one of the several states, we are the most blessed people on planet Earth, period. Because we have the law of nature, we have the inalienable rights that was in the Declaration of Independence that comes from God, we have civil rights based on the English common law, which is the best system, not perfect, but it's the best system, and the government of the United States is mandated to use it. The several states are not. And we also have, if you are a citizen of Ohio, which that person doesn't understand, you have something called political rights. And only if you have a birthright in one of the several states, or if you have been naturalized as a, quote, citizen of the United States of America, end quote, then you become domiciled in one of the several states and you claim your status as a citizen of that state, which I have done a status and stuff and put that into the public record as self-authenticating, and they can't refute it. If you claim to be a citizen of the United States, I want you to prove it. Give me the evidence. Because I have a case in the Supreme Court back in after the Civil War. They flipped citizenship, and Congress can't do that. They were not authorized and empowered, and you can't prove it. And 18 U.S.C. 911 says it is a crime to claim it. How are you going to prove it? You can't. What we do have, if I am a citizen of Alaska, of course, Alaska would come in equal footing with the other states. God, we're so screwed up here. It's so easy. I have got Alaska tore apart that I'm not even sure Satan would want to live here. Anyways, you are a citizen of Alaska, domiciled in Alaska. I also have take on the character of a citizen of the United States, and I have it out of the researched out of the Supreme Court, about 15 cases that was put in the Congressional Record of 1938, all lined out. I can take on the character of a citizen of the United States to go petition Congress and do all these other things. I can take on, just like in Alaska, I can take on the character of a tenant or a landlord, but that doesn't make me a tenant or a landlord. I can take on what's called the character, that status. But who I really am, I was born in Kansas, one of the several states, so I am a citizen of Kansas. And with that, I get the law of nature, inalienable rights, I get civil rights, and I also get political rights called the suffrage and elective franchise. And what's going on today, this H.R. 1 that they're trying to get through, which is just an expanding on the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which every one of these states uses, says only a citizen of the United States can vote. What does that mean? It means you can show up and they can't discriminate you going in the building. And 185 ALR 155 clearly where it goes right into it. So that's fine. But you're not entitled to the right of suffrage in the elective franchise as a citizen of the United States. Because you know why? God, this stuff, when you get all this research done, it just becomes clear. In the District of Columbia, only the elective, they actually call them qualified electors in the code. A citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. So if I'm a citizen of the United States, I'm going to take that out here. Well, let's see. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over. As a citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia, you have no right to an Article III court under Article III, which says judicial power of the United States in law and equity. You don't have access to that if you're in D.C. as a citizen of the United States. So why in the hell would I want to be one of them? I have to sign up for it. You have no protections on taxation without representation. That's been held about six Supreme Court, and they can't get it through their thick skull. You are under the plenary power of Congress in the District of Columbia. The courts that are constitutional and have limited jurisdiction are only in the several states. And they don't exist today. There's one of them does, the District Court of the United States, but it's in the closet. God knows how to get it out. I tracked it all the way through. I know what they did because they confess to what they did. If you have access to Westlaw and can go into legislative history and look and track some of this stuff through, they tell you what they're doing. We started off with a constitutional republic. They started at the Civil War, flipping things over, actually before the Civil War. The 14th Amendment. Oh, I'm a 14th Amendment citizen. No, you're not. You just think you are. Because we don't know how to read. They don't tell us how to read. We're not supposed to be able to read. The thing that I found in all of this stuff, these cases and all these different things that's going on, Satan can put forth all kinds of lies. But also the truth has to be there. And the truth is hidden. It takes some work on our part to find the truth. Just like the 14th Amendment. Do you know, did they tell you that the Constitution of the United States, that's its proper name, for the government of the United States was established in that, so that's what the it's in the Constitution of the United States twice. And that the only organic amendments are 1 through 12. Did they tell you that? How would we know that? How would we prove that? They turned everything around after the Civil War. And now we call it the United States Constitution. It's called the compounding of nouns and using as an adjective describing a constitution. Not the Constitution. Big difference. You will see them in cases. Use Constitution of the United States, and you will see them use United States Constitution. United States Constitution covers everything from the 13th up. And the 13th up, it says, it's an article. They say this article, they don't call it an amendment, and it can be legislated on by Congress. Well, you can't have rights. There are no rights that any legislature can legislate on. We have judicial power, legislative power, executive power. Those are things of the government. The rights are ours, the people. So how can you have like the 13th or the 14th? You learn how to read, which I didn't know for a long time. I thought I was screwed. Mike in Colorado, question or comment?
I've got a question for you, Ralph. If they illegally make D.C. the 51st state, how does that affect all this?
They can't. Have you read the... First of all, let me just do it. If you look at the act where they want to try to do it, go read it, and the first thing you always want to do, anything that you're doing, look at the definition, because if they don't use what we think, they'll say, like, dog means cat or something. It's crazy. You have no idea. They use definitions, and they use this term, means. So we go look at the act. They will call it a state. They won't come in on an equal footing with the several states, because all of the several states have to come in on an equal footing with the original states. That's not there. What
right.
is...
Okay.
Hold on a minute. What is there is what happened in Alaska. Hold on. We'll be back in a minute. Mark, what? Well, it's all right.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So, just a very important question. Get the document. You can't do anything without the, what it'll say. Number one, they're going to come in on an equal footing with the other states. But why is that important? Because the Northwest Ordinances mandated that all states come in on an equal footing with the original states. Now, why would that be important? Well, I can tell you what happens when you come in equal footing with the other states, because that's what Alaska came in with. Number one, you have no counties. The chief executive and administrative officer is a sheriff. He's the man. He can tell the IRS and agency to take a hike like they did in Wyoming. He is the man. Alaska has no counties. We have boroughs. We have no counties. We have no sheriffs. And what you also equal footing with the other states, you will end up with like the Alaska bar, which is called an integrated bar. What does that mean? The Alaska bar is integrated with all three, quote, branches of government. We don't have three separate branches of government in Alaska. The Alaska bar makes definitions used by the legislature. The executive and the legislature has allowed the Alaska bar, just like that, to make a whole new court system, and they supported it. And they do support it today. They have no oaths of office. They have no civil commissions. They have no bonds. They have no court. There's no judicial power of the state of Alaska. Nothing. It's all gone. And nobody's appointed to do anything. It's a free-for-all. That is what you start, and that's what they want. And in that act, you will find that they have the several states in that act in one little section. You search on the several states. You know right away if it's only used in one area. Obviously, they didn't come in with anything to do with the several states. That's just for starters.
Well, I tell you, and one quick thing, because I love it when you just talk, but I go to the Federal Register now for everything. I learned that from you. I mean, I can find out so much information on the Federal Register that none of the nonsense media talks about. It's a godsend of information, so I got to thank you for that, sir.
Well, that is where the law is, and like I say, I'm going to put this thumb drive together for $100 to give people access to. I went in and I searched on, which I'm going to be talking about the next hour. This guy in Florida, Ted, made an amazing discovery off of what he studies what I talk about, and I don't know how I missed it, but I did. But I'm going to talk about it next hour. There's no reason to be doing IRS. And tax court is shut down. Even tax evasion. How can you charge somebody for tax evasion? First of all, that the court is a legislative court. But let's just leave that aside. Which we can prove, by the way, with three cases. That's never been to the Supreme Court. But it's there now, waiting to be delivered. But guess what? You have to have, number one, they're called essential elements of a crime. All three of them have to be there. Number one, there has to be a notice of deficiency for tax evasion. Well, a notice of deficiency is what? A Part 301 reg, which means just housekeeping. It's for internal use only. Period. End of story. Supreme Court said so in Chrysler v. Brown. And a whole bunch of other cases. Back in a minute.
All right, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.